Today is one of those great Lenten days. The Thursday after Ash Wednesday is the official church-sanctioned title for today. We don't technically get into the first week of Lent until next week, until after the first Sunday in Lent. So the Thursday after Ash Wednesday could also be called Hygiene Day, as most try to show the world a clean forehead after yesterday's ashes. The Thursday after Ash Wednesday also follows a day of fasting and abstaining from meat, and precedes a day of abstaining from meat. A Thursday after Ash Wednesday is a great Lenten day because it's a day in between, a day we point to things before and after, a day that can be overlooked. In other words, it's a lot like the great majority of days in our lives. Moses, in our Deuteronomy reading, has presented the law to the people, and now they have a choice. I've set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life then. In our in-between days, our choices are rarely so clear, but little choices for life and death we will have to make today. To take up God's ways in the silent inner room ways like we heard in yesterday's gospel, in our bearing, even embracing the cross as we hear Jesus speak of today. The Thursday after Ash Wednesday is in between Ash Wednesday and our first Lent Friday. But using little moments to choose life today can show it to be in between in another sort of way, in between where we are and where God is leading us. Today is one of those great Lenten days.